May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our meditation for this morning draws from all three of our gospel, of our readings, as well as our confession of the Trinity found in the Athanasian Creed. You may be seated. Who is God? What is he like? What kind of being is God? How do I approach God? How do I know what God thinks of me? These are questions that have been asked by human beings ever since the fall into sin, I suppose. Most people believe in a God of some kind. Despite their volume and many words in our day and age, the true atheist is relatively hard to find. After all, Psalm 14, verse 1 says, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." So the larger issue then is concerning those who do believe in a God of some kind. What kind of God is it that they believe in? What kind of God do we believe in? This is the one Sunday of the church year where the focus of the Sunday, the theme of the Sunday, doesn't seem to be on the activities of God, the work of Jesus, the work of the Holy Spirit, or even the work of the church in the world. Rather, on Trinity Sunday, we focus more on God's nature, his essence. What is God? What is he like? There is only one true God, and that God, in his unity, in his oneness, is three persons: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is what Scripture teaches. This is what we confess. This is what we say in the creeds. This is what we believe. After all, it is important to say about God what God says about himself. The Father is God. The Son is God. The Holy Spirit is God. And yet there are not three gods, but one God. This fact is not something we naturally know. It is not something that through research and study we can figure out with our human reason, but rather it is what God has revealed to us in his word. However, it is a head-scratching truth, to be sure. The doctrine of the Trinity is not something that we can really wrap our minds around. It is incomprehensible to us. The Trinity is one of those things in theology that we describe as a mystery. It is beyond human reason. It is beyond our searching out. It is beyond our understanding. To say more about the Trinity than the Bible says, or to try to come up with an analogy or an example from everyday life to explain what the Trinity is, only leads to misunderstanding and usually leads to heresy. Better to simply stick to the creeds, to say what Scripture says, and to leave it at that. But then, what more is there to say? We've already confessed who the Trinity is in the Athanasian Creed, and if I were to say more about God's triune nature than we've already said, I would likely get it wrong. So what is it that we are to learn from this mystery, from this incomprehensible nature of God that we believe in? If nothing else, the doctrine of the Trinity is a glaring reminder that we cannot fully understand God. God is so far above us, so much greater than us, that not only can we never be God, we can't even imagine what it would be like to be God. There are thoughts that God has, ways that God thinks, ways of existence that God is, that we cannot even conceive of. As God says through the prophet Isaiah, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Or to paraphrase St. Paul, "The most foolish thing that God ever thinks is wiser than the wisest thought that any human being ever has had or ever will have. So far is God above us that he has thoughts we can't think, words that we can't speak, knowledge that we can't know. We can't even understand his basic Trinitarian nature. We can only confess it. And if that were all this Sunday was about, I suppose it wouldn't have much point. Only confessing and believing the nature of God's essence really doesn't do us any good. If God is unknowable and indescribable, then what could he ever care about the likes of simple, lowly, sinful you and me? A God that is only big, is only out there, is only far away, is only some sort of incomprehensible being that we can only meditate upon, who can create with a word, as we heard in our Old Testament reading, and who can just as easily destroy with a single word, well, that kind of God should be terrifying. If that was all that we knew about him. But within the Trinity, within the essence of God himself, we find many other qualities. For example, Scripture reveals to us that the Father loves the Son, and the Son loves the Father. There is love within the divine Trinity. Scripture reveals to us that God is love. Scripture also reveals to us that the Son gives glory to the Father, and the Father glorifies the Son, and that the Son is given all authority by the Father. Scripture also reveals to us that it is the nature of God to show mercy, to forgive. Scripture also reveals that the Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit to us. They send the Spirit to us so that we may know God. You see, this incomprehensible being that we call God wants us to know him. He condescends, he lowers himself to use human language and other human beings to tell us about himself. This he does out of love. He is not an almighty tyrant, but an almighty father. God's love doesn't just stop there with the words that he tells us. He's not merely a king issuing statements from a throne room far away. No, God actually comes to us. God becomes one of his creatures. God suffers for us. He who is almighty, incomprehensible, far above us, comes down from heaven in the person of Jesus, so that we might fully understand his nature, his mercy, his grace, his love. The God who created man and gave him life comes as a man to die for sinners. And since he is almighty, death cannot contain him. As Peter preaches, Jesus rose from the dead. And this death and resurrection of God the Son atones for all of your sin, all of the world's sin, and reveals to us another attribute of God, that he is forgiving. He forgives us. And now God has brought humanity, has brought human flesh in the person of Jesus into the Trinity, into his own divinity. Jesus is God and man, one Christ, by the assumption of humanity into God. Think about that. Within the Godhead, within this mystery of the Trinity, stands a man, stands Jesus. He is God, and yet we can relate to him, as Scripture says, according to his humanity, as our brother, as our friend, as our advocate, as one who understands us, but as one who is also Lord and King. In Christ, God is not unknowable. He is a person. And this Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, comes to dwell in you. Isn't it interesting that the one place in all of Scripture that God reveals his name as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is connected with baptism, connected with the sacrament that brings you into the church as your sin is washed away, as you are crucified and raised with Jesus? The Trinity isn't just some obscure doctrine that eggheads think about all day. It's not disconnected from the life of the church. It's not disconnected from your life. In fact, this simply stated doctrine of the Trinity as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit was where you started in the faith. It was the name given to you when you were reborn in baptism. It is the name that incorporated you into the life of the Trinity, of the divine Trinity. Your life is bound up with God's, the God who made you, the God who redeemed you, the God who sanctifies you. The love that the persons of the Trinity have for one another has been poured out from the font onto you. We cannot fully comprehend this gracious God that we are made a part of. And yet, God continues in communion, in this close unity with us as we come to the Lord's table, week in and week out. I've wondered, and maybe you have too, that when we get to heaven, or when the last day comes and we are raised from the dead, and we look at God with these eyes of flesh, when we behold God in all of his glory, will we then understand what the Trinity is and how it works? I doubt it. But we won't care. We'll just worship. We'll just rejoice that we are allowed to abide in the presence of such an awesome God for eternity as his people. What is God like? God is Trinity. God is love. God is merciful. God forgives. God is the man, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.